unimaginable. Beethoven felt things so intensely as few other human beings can ever have done, and so much of it is there in the music. For Radio 3's Composer of the Week, I'll be homing in on Beethoven's extraordinary character and his relationships with friends, family, women, patrons and publishers, and with the city which he made his home, Vienna. Join me weekdays next week at 12 noon and 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's just gone 11 o'clock and time now for World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
Gnjave, kina i kafane, male droce, šatro dame i gnjave. Svega preko glave, a ona išla bi negdje da obuče finu novu haljinu, kako stvarno, izgužvana stalno. A ja joj kažem, ne budi luda, bit će nam bolje 100 puta na zadnjem sjedištu moga auta. Me u travi, a ona išla bi negdje ptice bude, gdje su livade i mirišu trave, i neba se plave. Ma srce moje, ne budi luda, bit će nam bolje 100 puta na zadnjem sjedištu moga auta. Životi gnjave, smrti gnjave, mrzim priče, šuplje glave i mudrace, ovijek iste face, a ona išla bi negdje se igra, i da se izigra, i da me ljubi, kad ne vide drugi. A dušo moja, ne budi luda, bit će nam bolje 100 puta na zadnjem sjedištu moga auta.
I wonder if any of you recognised that voice. It was the Bosnian singer Nataša Mirković who came in for a session on World on 3 back in June when she was here with Austrian hurdy-gurdy player, the remarkable Matthias Leubner. Well, Natasha's just brought out a new album called Soul Motion, and that was a song that translates as In the Backseat of My Car. The album really is her soul in motion, and teamed up with Serbian double bass player Nenad Vasilic, she gives voice to her heart. In fact, I'm going to play us out tonight with another track from that very album. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari. Tonight and next week are my last two World on 3s for this year. So I'm pulling out stuff from the Radio 3 goodie bag and mixing it with some of the albums that have made it to my very own top 10s over this year. The festive season is, after all, upon us. So, tonight from Radio 3's Delights, we've got a session from young sitarist Rupa Panesar that we recorded at the Durbar Festival in London in April, and a handful of my favourite albums picked to sweep across the board of light-hearted, humorous and irreverent. Here's one from Hazmat Modin, the maverick New York band, who after nearly 4 years finally followed up their debut album with a second, Cicada. It just cries out originality, musicality and great storytelling. Here's The Tide, trademark harmonicas, brass and steel guitar, blues and then some. ¶¶
Thank you. Парольная зажигалка. Она играет парольную мелодию.
James Bosky was a super spy. He worked for KGB. I never missed James Bosky show on Sunday on TV. Once on a cold and rainy night as I was going to bed, my mama told me suddenly the truth about my dad.
Bosky, James Bosky, Bosky.
That's what my mama said.
In our embassy in Budapest, that's where I met your dad. Oh, he was the best. We stayed at the same hotel, he lived next door, and I've never met anyone like him before. He gave me a smile, and the first thing he said
my
was,
"My name is Bonsky, let's go to bed."
He was perfectly charming, and I couldn't resist. We were inseparable for so many weeks. One day he disappeared, and I didn't know why. I missed him so much, I thought I would die. I thought he's on a mission killing enemies of state, but then it turned out that he had a date. I found him at the pool with three girls in bikini, sitting in the sun, sipping his vodka martini. He was awfully drunk, and I reached for his gun and shot them all dead as they tried to run.
My mama said,
Bonsky, James Bonsky, Bonsky, James Bonsky is your dad.
James Bonsky is a super spy, and also he's my dad. I hope that he's still out there, but of course he could be dead. So Papa, if you hear this song, why don't you please call me? It's 0179100753.
Следующий вторник, Люцерн, фуникулер на горе Пилатус. 11:30 утра, вагончик 17. Там будет сидеть человек в тирольской шляпе с белым перышком. Он будет читать Нью-Йорк Таймс. Прикурите от своей зажигалки.
How lovely was that? Abigail Washburn and Bring Me My Queen from one of my top albums of the year, which was called City of Refuge. The other two were Hazmat Modine and The Tide from their album Cicada, followed by Rotfront, the German punk group, who also call themselves the Emigrantsky Ragamuffin Collective. Their album Visa Free is irreverent, politically savvy and humorous to boot. And the band advise you to drink a bottle of vodka and eat a pound of garlic to get the real taste of the Emigrantsky Republic. The track I played was James Bonski. Now, I went to a wonderful gig the other week in the heart of London's West End, a little piece of Colombia called the New Gold Coast, Nueva Costa Dorado. The night was all about dance. It started with flamenco singers and dancers, moved on to a DJ set to get the diners onto their feet, and ended with a live set from a band called La Revolución Vallenata that didn't get started till nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. The sound system in the basement was a bit ropey, but the passion of the Friday night revelers was undoubted. So to give you a flavour of that evening, here's a track from Conjunto Martinez on a new release from Soundways called The Original Sound of Cumbia, The History of Colombian Cumbia and Porro, as told by the phonograph 1948-79. Luis Enrique Martinez, accordionist and singer, was a renowned exponent of the vallenato style. And this track, Cumbia Fonsequera, is a classic.
Bailando la cumbia
de mi tierra.
Que no la vendo. ay bailé la cumbia de mi tierra, ay bailé la cumbia, ay mené muyaya, ay mené muyaya, la cadera, ay mené muyaya, bailando la cumbia de mi tierra, bailando la cumbia de mi tierra.
The sultry tones of Jono McCleary and Fears from his album There Is. Jono's was another of the gigs I've been to recently, at the renowned 100 Club in London, in fact. And if you get a chance to see him, you really must. He and his band put on a good show, and I'm sure he'll be touring the UK this coming year. Now, here on BBC Radio 3, we like to keep back a few gems in the festival vault for you to savour later on in the year. And what better time to bring out some of these than over the festive season? As the cold begins to bite, I thought it'd be nice to remember the heat of the summer with a WOMAD retrospective next week. And in the case of this next session, the advent of spring. Back in April, at the Durbar Festival of Indian Classical Music held at King's Place in London, I met a rising young star. Her name is Rupa Panesar, and she's a student of Dharambir Singh, one of the UK's most prominent sitar players, himself a pupil of one of India's great maestros, the late Velayat Khan. Rupa has been studying the sitar since she was a kid, and there's no doubt that she is a really accomplished musician. But the hour-long performance that she gave at the Durbar Festival that you're about to hear was more than just technical expertise. Other forces were in play, as she herself says.
Yes, I mean, obviously there's years and years of training and practicing of technique. And I think for me, sometimes that emotion just has to come. I think, you know, it's prayer, it's devotion. And when you get to a point of complete focus and surrender, and I feel that another force can play through me.
Just one step back, though. You are born and bred in the UK, is that right?
I am, that's right, yes. I actually live in Leicester, and I have lived there most of my life and received nearly all of my training in the UK.
But you come from a musical family?
I don't actually come from a musical family as such. My parents really love Indian classical music, and as children, I think they always had a desire to play something, but it was never encouraged for them. And I think they always grew up thinking that their children would do something, so they really, really encouraged me.
So I guess they're the ones that gave you that first push.
Absolutely.
At the age of six.
Yes, seven, yeah, that's right.
Six,
yeah.
Or seven.
Yeah, definitely.
At what point can you kind of say, now looking back, that you said, no, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to dedicate my life to?
Well, I mean, I've been learning and playing for around 24 years, and it has been a very serious part of my life. I mean, I've been performing from a very young age, but I think it's been in the last 5 to 6 years. I was actually qualified as a chemical engineer, and I was working in the oil and gas industry, so it was very, very different.
Another male-dominated industry.
Yeah, I think I just like the challenge. And then in the last 5 years, I gave that job a break, and suddenly so much music started coming my way that it just felt like the universe was putting me into place to go forth professionally.
This field that you've chosen, Hindustani classical music.
Yes.
It must be a nerve-wracking industry to be in, because at the end of the day, everything that you play is, to put it simply, a cover, isn't it? It's a cover of something else. So everybody listening is going to be judging whether they prefer that one that you're playing to something else that they've heard.
Yes, there is a lot of that. I mean, obviously, if you choose to play compositions that have been played popularly, then naturally you could be compared. But then also there's a large element which is improvised and created. So that's when you are allowed to flow yourself as a musician and give the music what is you.
And I guess that the artists that you're sharing the stage with who are accompanying you, I mean, tonight it was Sukhvinder Singh, Pinky, on tabla.
Yeah.
Their mastery also must kind of lift your game and inspire you.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, Sukhvinderji is such an awesome, powerful tabla player that it kind of forces you to play more than you would normally play. And it's been really great playing with him.
Well, I have to say that looking at you perform, it looked as though he was catching up with you tonight.
Oh.
He broke a sweat. I haven't seen him do that in a long time.
His job's a bit more physical.
So how did you choose the piece for tonight? I mean, you're playing Durbar Festival. This is the festival of your family and your friends. This
Absolutely.
Is your home crowd.
This is it, yeah. I chose to play Rag Buria tonight. It's one of my favourite rags, and I find it very, very devotional, although it also has a romantic aspect. And I was deeply inspired by the late Ustad Vilayat Khan, who was just known for playing this drug, and it was said that he was the master and nobody would dare to play if he had played it on the same day. And well, he wasn't here today, so I took the risk. And also my fascination with Drupad music has also helped me to really, really enjoy this drug.
Rupa, what is it about Drupad music that connects with you and your music with the sitar? Because it is such an ancient form.
I think what I have taken from Drupad is the sheer discipline and the focus. These elements of Drupad have really, really influenced my music. And having received some training from Ustad Badin Dagar, he explained the ways that they sit and practice for a start, which is so devotional and so focused, and I found that extremely appealing to me. And although the music is very, very different to what I essentially have learned, you know, we base our music on the khayal form, but I feel that some of those elements, some of the thought process, sometimes just slowing things down and studying the microtones, it's obviously such a journey, so I'm still on it.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to World on 3 on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. That was a previously unbroadcast recording of British sitar virtuoso Rupa Panesar from this year's Durbar Festival of Indian Classical Music that was held at King's Place in London over the Easter weekend. Rupa was accompanied by Sukhvinder Singh on tabla and Gurwant Kaur on tanpura. It was one of those moments when you know you've been privy to something truly inspired. The audience was blown away by her performance. Next week, I'm going to bring you some more unaired golden musical moments, this time from the summer and WOMAD 2011. Do join me if you can, especially if you weren't able to be at WOMAD this year. Some of the highlights are going to be dubbed Colossus, the crazy Argentinian Axel Krieger, who took the Radio 3 stage by absolute storm, and the legendary Ebo Taylor, to name just a few. But continuing with tonight's programme, here's another woman who had the crowd completely mesmerised. The Spanish multi-instrumentalist Mercedes Peón, flying solo on stage, juggling drums and percussion, Galician pipes, triggering music loops and singing in her powerful voice. She was like a high priestess. I saw her at Musicport up in Bridlington in East Yorkshire last month. Not your typical world music location or venue, but along with the extremely large seagulls, breathtaking beachfront and occasional sightings of chanting Tashi Lumpo monks, it was an extraordinary experience. This is Maria Part 1 from Mercedes' album Aru that is reminiscent of her performance at the Bridlington Spa that weekend.
Ay, muy bien. No, sí, es bueno. Qué bueno.
Yeah. La mo modenye ni wolo teni bibolo ikana di katala mola ni demuzo mani bibolo ikana di katala mola denje mani bibolo ikana di katala mola obena ni duzo kasiye obena ni sonja eta so why?
Another of my fave albums of the year, Fatou from Fatoumata Diawara, and a song called Sowa. Fatoumata used to be the backing singer for Oumou Sangaré, and I think that her debut solo album has earned her a few feathers of her own as another songbird of Mali. Before that was Kahina, the priestess from Aziz Samawi, who's going to be in session on World on Three in the new year. And I thought it followed on quite well from the one-person powerhouse of Galician music that is Mercedes Peón. Javier Limón is a Spanish producer and musician who has a real skill with women's voices. And for his album, Mujeres de Agua, he finally got round to putting his two passions, women and flamenco, together in one little package. This is La Susi, her voice gritty and soulful, singing a song written by Limón, Las Caritas Desnudas.
Alguna vez el mar se calla, si papai comprou um bombeiro. Me disse, filho, cê teiro, procure a capacidade. Com altura e honestidade, vá fabricando repente. Fui tiradamente pra viver do mundo inteiro. Hoje quero é bater bandeiro, calmo com passadamente.
Quero ver com ele, sei que eu paro, vejo tudo muito grego. Tenho medo, quero bater no baião. É com o prego lego, meu baião tudo sertão. Tenho medo, muito grego, nunca perco meu caminho. É com o prego lego, já tem pisado sozinho. Muito grego, prego lego, eu posso porão. Muito grego, prego lego, você me presta atenção. Muito grego, prego lego, lá vai a meu companheiro. Quero fazer o trabalho pra passar na
cidade, com altura e honestidade, vá fabricando repente, futiradamente pra viver no mundo inteiro. Hoje quero é bater pandeiro,
calma, 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 calma.
Ei, quero bater no pandeiro.
One of Brazil's leading contemporary artists there, Alfredo Belo, also known as DJ Tudo. He's driven by his passion for traditional Brazilian music and his quest to bring this music into the modern world. Nos Quintais do Mundo, In the Backyards of the World, is a great album. And that was Quero Bater no Pandeiro, featuring the voices of two great old folk singers, Verdelinho and Gugliata, from Maceió in the northeast of Brazil. The last of my top picks for the year. Till next week, when I ask you to indulge me once more. And you're also going to hear some of the great moments from WOMAD that we held back especially for these next few programmes. But I'm going to play us out tonight with another track from Soul Motion and Natasha Mirkovic, who I opened the programme with. This is Tvoji Oči, Your Eyes. Till next week, good night.
Zrelejši šljive padaju po meni. Tvoje oči vrlo dobro znam. Na polju sviće otići ćeš iz moje sobe brže nego svjetlost što kroz prozor ulazi zrak po zrak. Kada spavaš ne mogu da ne mislim šta sanjaš, ne mogu da ne mislim šta misliš.
Thank you. I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, beginning with a concert given in March 2010 in Lugano by the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana. The conductor is Emmanuel Ziffert, whose interest in the music of Latin America was sparked off by the 3 years he's recently completed as principal conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra of Ecuador. Mio likewise fell under the spell of Brazil when he spent a year there in 1917-18 as secretary to Paul Claudel, the diplomat and playwright. They arrived in Rio just in time to witness the city's carnival, and 3 years later, long after his return home to France, Mio composed these Saudades do Brasil as a souvenir.